It's Dennis Michelson back out here at the Farm Progress Show 2025. And oh my goodness, folks, you got to visit with IL Corn. ilcorn.org is where you can find out more information about them online. But a beautiful setup out here for the Illinois Corn Growers Association out here at the Farm Progress Show, visiting with Clint Gordon. Clint, great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. This is a bustling booth you got over here. Tell folks what they could expect if they come over to visit.
Our focus, we're jointly doing this with Illinois Soybean. Our focus is promoting our profitability for growers in a year like this of lower commodity prices and inputs that are flat or a tick high in some instances. We're focusing on regenerative practices, ethanol, biodiesel, just all those things that Illinois corn and Illinois soy fight for in D.C. for both domestic and international gain for Illinois farmers.
And we're all concerned about where those commodity prices are, but, you know, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. And I think, wow, if it wasn't for all the work that Illinois corn and Illinois soybean had done to grow the market, where would prices be right now?
You know what I tell guys that don't understand what we do is you're paying into the checkoff, so you might as well hopefully you join our membership. And if not, you might as well come and learn, because those checkoff dollars are going to work both here at home in Springfield and Chicago and Washington, D.C., investing in a grower's future.
Tell us a little bit about your operation and how you became part of the leadership here at IL Corn.
I farm south of Decatur, 20, 25 minutes. It's just me, kind of semi-first generation. I got invited to go. They have a grassroots orientation to Washington program. I was the inaugural class, if you want to call it that, and I really liked what they did in D.C. I'd never been, for one, and then they were looking for an at-large director, and I ran for it last year, and here we are. So, working on year two of getting my petition signed over here.
Sort of hard to explain sometimes to folks all that is going on, because there's so much going on.
There is a lot. You know, I had a gentleman come through here earlier, and he says, well, what are you guys focusing on? And I said, it ebbs and flows. I mean, right now, profitability is at the farmer's mindset. We've got surveys here asking people, they're anonymous, but we want to know what's top of mind. Are you looking for government aid? Are you looking for a farm bill? Are you looking for these inputs to change somehow, whether that's trade deals, whatever's going on? You know, it ebbs and flows every month, it seems. We're still pushing E85, of course, and things like that. That's a constant battle, but yeah, profitability is at top of mind.
So I've been around the agriculture business for a long, long time, and way back when, the commodity groups did not work well together, and that was to the detriment of the farmer. I never understood that, because if you're not growing corn, you're growing soybeans. If you're not growing soybeans, you're growing corn. The groups have gotten together, and that has led to so much dynamic growth of what you guys can do.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, don't forget, you know, pork and beef, for example. I mean, we all work together. We're involved in a couple different activities that we're invested in and some research we're invested in. And it's important we all get along because, you know, cows eat corn.
With IL Corn, it really does come from the grassroots up as far as ideas as well. And that's what I don't think folks always understand.
There's farmers from all over the state that get together a few times a year at our meetings. That's what we are. We're a farmer group, and we all have different situations and different perspective, and that's what it takes to maybe get inside of a legislative mindset. You know, in D.C., it might take a different avenue to get into someone's head and get them thinking about agriculture in a different way, because not everyone knows about corn, beans, and all that.
And a lot of times here, just in the great state of Illinois, man, for the folks that live up there in that Cook County, they don't always understand either how big of an impact agriculture is on the whole economy here in the state.
Yeah, it's a huge economy. I mean, locks and dams, we're lucky with the rivers, we're lucky with the lakes for trade. People forget about that, those little things that impact. I mean, right here in Decatur, we got ADM and Permian, huge employers for this area, you know, and it's a great opportunity for to promote ethanol right here. Yeah, there's a disconnect, and it's important to get that message across.
Come on over and see the folks here at IL Corn. If you are out here, headed out to the Farm Progress Show, and of course, check them out online at ilcorn.org. Clint, thank you so much for visiting with me.
Appreciate it.
From the Farm Progress Show, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, this is Dennis Michelson. Well, reports throughout the week.